HTXT AfriCast is sponsored by Neotel, South Africa's first converged communications network operator. Neotel, inspiring possibilities.
Welcome to the HTXT AfriCast. It is a Wednesday, it is the 29th, and it is still October. Not for much longer, but we are here. We have podcasts to do, and I am joined by Charlie Fripp on my immediate right.
Hello.
And Dion Duplessis on his immediate right.
Hello.
Which makes him two rights away from me, and therefore wrong. but let's climb into it anyway. Today, Parkhurst got their fiber to the home, and we're all super jealous because why don't we have 94.76 megabit per second download speeds at home? Is it time to move to Parkhurst, guys?
Yes. I would take the rent hit. I would take the traffic hit for that amount of internet. Oh, yes.
I don't know about you guys. My bags are packed already.
You know what I was thinking is basically let's just leave wherever we are now without saying anything. Go grab a three-bedroom house together and just be like, why are you bunking with two other guys? Internet.
95 megs down. No.
95 megs. That's 30 each.
I mean, that's a valid excuse, right?
With change.
Yeah, totally.
That's 30 each with change. That's 30 each with like a 5 meg line left over for a Netflix account to like just, you know, stream stuffs.
That sounds like heaven.
Yeah, that's not bad. I think let's do that. Anyone else coming to join us? Let us know. So if we can get a big enough commune, you know, we can probably share the costs out. I mean, it's what, like $1,300 for an uncapped 50 meg. I think it's 200 gig account with a 100 meg line is like $2,000 a month. Divide by three, that's like 700 each. That's what we already spend
on
internet.
That's what I'm paying now for 4 meg. I mean, hello.
There we go. See? This all makes sense. Communal living for the win. The socialists had something right somewhere. They just, you know, messed it up a little bit. People who don't mess stuff up, unlike me, is Neotel, our fantastic sponsors. It's South Africa's first converged communications network operator, providing a range of value-added voice, internet, and data services for enterprise, wholesale, and retail customers in Southern Africa. Powered by Neotel's high-performance fiber-optic backbone, its next-generation network challenges the status quo, making communication simpler and inspiring you to the next level. For more information, you can call 0860-NEOTEL, which is 0860-636-835, or visiting neotel.co.za, Neotel Inspiring Possibilities, making the AfriCast possible and letting me make a fool of myself every now and then when I forget what words to say, even though I have it scripted in front of me. Something that's not making a fool of themselves is FNB. They seem to be selling a hell of a lot of smartphones and tablets and stuff like that. They came out with a whole bunch of stats today that Charlie wrote about. It looks like they've sold roughly about R1 billion worth of stuff.
Yes. That's about 250,000 devices that they've sold onto customers through their smart devices program. In short,
yeah, I'm three of them.
Yeah, see, there you go. You're actually part of the 22% of people who's actually opted to go for a second device. But if you don't know by now, which you should, FNB has a number of packages where you can get a host of electronics through the bank, and you pay it off, and it's yours.
Yeah, personally, the MacBook that's currently in front of me, that's part of it. The PS4 that I'm playing Destiny on at the moment, that's part of it. And my Xbox One, which is sitting unused because of Destiny, and it's very sad, but I should be starting to play something. As soon as Halo comes out, I'm going to play a lot of Halo. I have this feeling. I love Halo Firefight. But that's also sitting in my bedroom, all courtesy, thank you very much, of FNB's smart devices offer, where they now take 10% of my salary every month just to pay for everything, which is quite cool. But it's going very well for them. I mean, they're the biggest, as far as I understand it, from what I've heard, you know, rumors and mutterings and stuff, they're the biggest supplier of iPads in the country, bar none.
Yeah, I mean, iPads are definitely one of the best-selling tablets on their offering, making up 34% of it. For smartphones, 42% of their annual average sales is okay. Smartphones. And then tablets, yeah, and iPads definitely at the top there.
Okay. Well, you know, yay FNB for giving me stuff that I didn't have to pay for up front. I think it's helping a lot of people get onto smartphones and tablets and things like that in a much more affordable way than just going and shelling out, you know, anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 on something. Because consumer electronics are getting a little bit expensive these days.
It still works out cheaper than if you put it on your credit card, right?
Yeah, well, that's all interest-free. It's all basically FNB's got this whole interest-free thing because it locks you in. Now that it's, you know, they've ported a whole bunch of people across to the bank. So people now realize it's not as difficult as they thought before to change banks.
I don't know. I did switch to FNB. It wasn't as easy as they said it would be.
Oh, well. There we go. See, but to stop you from leaving, you now have 2 years that you have to pay this thing off, unless you want to pay it at full retail value, which is like an extra, you know, R1,000 on top.
Honestly, the reason I switched was because of their smart device offers. I'm very much a fan of what they're doing and making it so easy, like you say.
Yeah.
And I will one day afford an Xbox One once I've finished paying off a few other things.
Graphics card. You just basically, Dion uses all of his money to plow into gaming hardware, which isn't a bad thing.
I don't have kids. What else is it?
There we go. No, you do. You have one kid, you.
And that's the important one.
Exactly. And he's enjoying playing a lot of video games. Speaking of things you can play video games on, Sony has just finally released their remote play app for the Xperia Z3 phones and tablets. So the Z3, the Z3 Compact, and the Z3 Tablet Compact. Jeez, it's a mouthful. But you can basically pair a PS4 DualShock 4 controller via Bluetooth to any of those, and then over Wi-Fi it basically broadcasts whatever game your PS4 is playing to it as if the tablet or the phone was the TV screen.
Yeah, it's pretty much a live streaming video of what's happening on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
And I've used something similar before. I've used the Remote Play app, and it's one-to-one. It's not like there's any lag or anything.
Yeah.
It is absolutely phenomenal.
I used the tech demo that they had at the launch of the phones. It was beautiful. I mean, they made us play Knack, but you know, that's a discussion for a different time. But I've used the Remote Play feature on the PS Vita, which is where it originally comes from.
Yeah.
And the problem with the Vita was that it only has one set of shoulder buttons and not two sets, which, you know, leads to diminished gameplay for a lot of people. This, at least you're using the standard PS4 controller, so, you know, all of its benefits, all of its drawbacks, at least you have the two shoulder buttons and everything like that. The only problem is finding somewhere to put the phone or tablet. They do make a suction cup that fits over the DualShock controller, so that you can stick your Z3 onto it, either the phone or the tablet. It's a good thing the tablets and the phones are actually all pretty light. They're all sub 200 grams around there, so between 150 and 200 grams, which is really nice. I mean, but you don't really want to be playing on a 4.7-inch display. You'd prefer to play it on the tablet, which is a bit bigger. They do make docks and things like that with built-in speakers and all of those kind of things. Being Sony, you know, they do consumer electronics stuff, so they do have all of these extra accessories, but... it's just cool.
The cool thing is, you know, you shell out a bit of cash and you can have the full PlayStation 4 experience just like in your hands. It's incredible.
Yeah, you can walk around the house. You can literally be in the kitchen making like something, you know, 2 minute noodles in the microwave because you're a gamer, and you don't have to actually stop playing games.
Yeah, absolutely.
While you're there. I mean, you might have to stop while you're eating the 2 minute noodles.
Not if you're good.
Not if you're really good, yeah. So you might need to, you know, it's like bobbing for apples and stuff like that, except, you know, with a plate of noodles and potentially boiling hot soup all over your face. But, you know, speaking of gaming, since all three of us are rather passionate about the video games, and since two of us definitely are rather passionate about one particular one, that being Destiny, this story is actually kind of irritating all of us today. Basically what happened, inside the, it's the longest acronym in the entire world, the FPS MMO, so the first person shooter massively multiplayer online game that is Destiny. See, it's so difficult to actually like get that out there. Basically they released a patch yesterday, that changes the Vault of Glass raid, which is sort of like the end game. It's the most difficult thing to do in Destiny at the moment. You get awesome rewards for it, but it is stupidly difficult and you need like six people to do it. And basically when you got to the end of it, someone somewhere, because you know, 1,000 monkeys with typewriters, someone will eventually write Shakespeare. Someone figured out the perfect way to kill the boss. You throw grenades at his feet, he falls off the edge, and woo, you've won. It's fantastic. You forced him off a cliff. Yay us for ingenuity and stuff, being gamers. And then Bungie came along
and goes, no,
you're playing it wrong. No, that's not what we meant. Listen here, Bungie, screw you guys. I'm sorry, we found a way to play your game better than you had intended it. Stop changing it. So now you can't do that. He doesn't jump off the cliff anymore. I think making weird alien races that you're having a fight with for no apparent reason, with no real storyline, because that's what Destiny actually is. I think that making people commit suicide in that game by jumping off a cliff using hand grenades thrown at their feet is a fantastic way to accomplish your mission goals.
And you don't have to sit there grinding away at the guy's health for the hour it's supposed to take you. It's insane. It's like they found people having fun with their game in a way that they don't specifically sanction. And instead of going, well, how can we help you have more fun? They go, no, you will play it this way and this play only. Screw you guys. It's just insane.
Feels like a lot of hand slapping. You know, like you finish playing the game and like you put down the controller and someone just comes up from behind you, takes your hand and like slaps it. Like, no, bad gamer. Bad. Yeah. That's not how you play this game. Like a dog getting tapped on the nose by its owner because, you know, it barked because dogs bark.
But, you know, other developers, they make the game, they release the game, and then they kind of watch what people do with it. They get feedback, they see how kids are doing things that they never even imagined, and they're like, wow, that's cool.
Minecraft.
Not Bungie.
It's not like they made Minecraft imagining that people would make a hard drive out of Minecraft.
a working hard drive
that can store data out of Minecraft blocks.
Can you imagine Microsoft going to those people that created like Old Trafford and all those things in Minecraft?
Yeah.
And they go, oh, no, you can't do that. Sorry, that's copyright. Delete.
Yeah. You know, cannot make the, you know, Minas Tirith from Lord of the Rings. We do not have rights holding things from New Line Vision Media, whatever, who owns the rights of the movies and things like that.
It's just incredibly stupid.
It's just silly. I'm playing the game. I should be able to play it in the way that I want to play it. You've made this thing. You've given it to me. You can't go and change the rules. Don't move the goalposts. Stop being asshats.
And it's not like, you know, nobody's getting hurt. Nothing's being exploited.
Everyone can do the same thing.
The rewards at the end are still the same. You either get the raid gear or you don't. It's not like it changes the odds of getting the raid gear. It's just getting to that point slightly faster.
Oh, my God. We found a better way of doing it.
I mean, if Bungie's way was the better way, people would be doing that way instead of, you know, trying to chuck grenades at the guy's feet.
And guess what? If we like playing the Vault of Glass because we found a way to play it better and it's exciting to play it better, we'll play your game more, and when you release DLC, we'll be buying it.
I don't understand how they don't see this.
Which will be on the 9th of December when the first part of the DLC launches.
Is that the House of Wolves?
No, the House of Wolves is coming on next year sometime, but this one is called The Dark Below. It's on the 9th of December, and it will cost you £20.
Unless, of course, you were one of those people that bought one of the limited and or collector's editions that came with a season pass, which you will then be entitled to the first two chapters of DLC. So the two we've spoken about, the Dark Below and the House of Wolves, that was included. There's a lot of download vouchery thingies.
Just as a side note, the Dark Below adds new armor, weapons, and gear. Level cap is raised from 30 to 32, and there is another raid.
Very exciting.
For £20, are they mad?
Yeah. So
seems a bit steep, right?
I'm just saying there's another raid that we can exploit. I mean, creatively finish.
There'll be another raid where they'll go, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, but just think, now they have to release 100, if they're releasing a 100 meg patch every single time, you know, by the time they fixed everything, you know, every month we'll have like 4.5 gigs of downloads just to, you know, keep the Destiny players playing Destiny in the way that Bungie intended Destiny to be played.
The way that Bungie approves of.
Yes. This game has been approved for play by Bungie, but only in the following ways. And on that, not so big bombshell, more of a little peevy, annoyed bombshell. We are ending today's AfriCast. As always, if you'd like to get hold of us, you can reach us at podcast@htxt.co.za. And if you'd like to subscribe, either search for HTXT AfriCast in the iTuneses or grab your favorite podcatcher and shunt htxt.co.za/podcast as the feed, and you will get all of the episodes as and when they happen. Dion Duplessis, thank you very much.
Anytime.
Charlie Fripp, and you too.
Adios.
Not forgetting about you. I've been Dave Greenway. This is the end of the episode. Have fun, break games, do awesome stuff.
The HTXT AfriCast is sponsored by Neotel, South Africa's first converged communications network operator. Neotel, inspiring possibilities.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.